sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Bird songs are in the sweet spot of human hearing, the most sensitive part of our range, where our hearing is the sharpest. Humans have a pretty respectable hearing range in the animal world, but plenty of sound exists that we can't hear, and some of it is quite loud. Sound is just vibrations, pressure waves moving through air or water. They can be long waves like these, and longer, longer than we can hear. The blue whale's song seems to fade out, but it's not fading out. It's still singing, beyond the hearing range of our ears. And it's a loud song. Blue whale songs carry hundreds of miles, and other blue whales, who can hear those sounds, respond.
We can hear the pitch change as sound waves grow shorter, and when they're shorter by half, the pitch has changed an octave. 8 octaves from the whale song is the edge of another realm of invisible sound. Owls can hear it, and so can cats, the resonance of rodents scratching and the overtones of mice squeaking. 2 or 3 octaves beyond the hearing range of owls, rodents, and dogs is the ultrasonic range where bats hear best. Underwater, killer whales, porpoises, and other toothed whales also use ultrasonic frequencies to home in on their prey. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.